Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah. Games. Games to talk about the next few days. The madness begins today. You know, they had games last night and Tuesday night. Not really the tournament, though. You know, this first four thing, which expanded the field from 64 to 68, I don't think it's really added much to what we know the tournament to be. I can't even name one super memorable first four game. I don't even know what the ratings are for these games. But the tournament really begins today. 16 games today, 16 more tomorrow, 8 on Saturday, 8 on Sunday. Denton, I think these next 4 days are way up there on the list of great weekends on the sports calendar. I still think that Thanksgiving weekend, which really the whole week in particular, but if you want to take the Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, that might be my favorite weekend of the sports calendar, in part because it's my favorite holiday as well. But you have big-time football both in the NFL and in college. Ohio State-Michigan rivalry Saturday. You've got college basketball underway. You've got every sport going on simultaneously, with the exception of baseball. But this weekend is big. Do you like this weekend or next weekend, Sweet 16, Elite Eight, better?
I think I enjoy this weekend more just because it's pure pandemonium and you're texting all your boys, did you see this, did you see that? I think this weekend is probably better.
I agree. And I've been in Vegas, by the way, for all of these weekends. You know, the first weekend of the tournament, the Sweet 16 Elite Eight weekend of the tournament, and, by the way, the Final Four. There's no scene like today, tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday in Vegas in a sports book. It is the best. And, of course, if you're not there, it's long lunches, it's a sick day today and tomorrow, or I've got that very important meeting. It's outside the office. It's with a new client. You haven't heard of them. It starts at noon. We may do lunch afterwards. It's going to last much of the day. I may just head right home after this really important meeting. Yeah, we know how the next two work days go. In fact, really, they aren't work days. There's not much work done, actually. We've seen over the years the lack of productivity in this country on the first 2 days of the NCAA tournament. I'm excited for the most important games of the season. I am really, really fired up for the Maryland game, which you'll be able to hear today right here on your home for Maryland basketball, the Team 980. Tip time, 12:15 in Birmingham against West Virginia. Johnny Naki on the call. And everybody seems to be picking West Virginia. I mean, did we talk about this yesterday, that list of the so-called experts that put all their picks in on all of the games? And for the Maryland-West Virginia game, only Andy Katz from the Big Ten Network was the only guy out of like 25 to 20, 30 guys that picked the Maryland game, that picked the Terps. Everybody else had West Virginia. Billis, Reese Davis, Seth Davis, Joe Lenardi, Seth Greenberg, Dennis Dodd, like all the college basketball guys. I've never seen anything like this in an 8-9 game. Did you see the expert picks graphic that was put out, Denton? You didn't send this to me, right?
I didn't send it to you, but I did see it floating around yesterday.
This is an 8-9 game. The point spread is 2. I think we might do. I'm pretty sure I did a smell test last year for the for March Madness. So I'm going to do it today. There are a couple of games I love, and I'm going to tell you right now, Maryland is definitely the anti-public, anti-expert side. I like the Terps today. You know, it is interesting this week, as we segue clumsily into what is the number one story in sports. It is interesting how the NFL continues to move in on even the most sacred of American sporting events. The games today are going to be watched. They're going to be consumed. It's going to feel like, you know, that holiday that Thursday and Friday of the first round of the tournament feels like every year. But man, more and more, everything falls to the wayside. Everything gets masked and covered up by the NFL. I mean, the NFL this week, starting with Monday's tampering period and continuing through yesterday, it just sucks up all the air in the room. Aaron Rodgers is sucking up all of the air in the room by himself. I mean, the NFL makes everything, puts everything on hold. Now, it's on hold until today. But there isn't and hasn't been nearly as much, in my world anyway, and maybe I'm not in the same world many of you are in, but in my world of being a sports fan, but also with the job I have, in Denton's world, it's been NFL consuming all week long. We are already more than a month removed from the Super Bowl and 6 months away from week one in the NFL. And by the way, if we think it's bad this week, wait until next month and the buildup to the draft. It is amazing. The NFL has become the juggernaut of all time sports juggernauts in this country, and it has become a 12-month sport, even though the games go from September until really January, and then just one in February. But I'm up for today. I really am going to sit back. I don't like watching Maryland games with large groups of people. I don't like watching Redskin games, Skins games, Commanders games with large groups of people. I just like to, it's too intense, the watching part and being super into it. And those are the two things that, you know, in recent years for big games, I just refuse to go into large gatherings, you know, to a friend's house to watch the game or to, God forbid, to a sports bar to watch those things. So I will be in front of my television set at home, probably by myself today, watching the Terps and West Virginia. There's a little bit more juice to this West Virginia game than just a, you know, if they had played, I can't think of what the other nine seeds are right now. But if they had played somebody like Utah State in an 8-9 game, it doesn't feel the same. West Virginia comes to the table with a little bit more juice for Maryland fans. Certainly more in football, but there's a little bit of revenge right now for Maryland fans who saw our team get roughed up and pushed out of the tournament in 2015 in Columbus in the second round. And then, by the way, get mocked by West Virginia fans, including Bob Huggins' daughters, who mocked Maryland fans for about a year over that loss. And look, West Virginia's always been what they've been, which is rough and tumble, physical. They take on the mindset. They take on the personality of their head coach. I love the way West Virginia plays personally. I've always loved watching Bob Huggins' teams play. I've always kind of very secretly rooted for them, you know, at this time of year, as long as they're not playing my team. But today, I hate West Virginia. And I'd love to see Maryland get a win today. It would mean Alabama on Saturday. By the way, I don't think they've scheduled the Saturday start times, but it's possible. You know how, Denton, on Saturdays with the eight games, you always have the standalone game that starts at 12 or 1 o'clock, whenever it is, and it's in its own window, and you see it start to finish, and it's the true nationally televised game of the second round. It's possible Alabama-West Virginia or Alabama-Maryland could be that super early game on Saturday. It also is possible that Duke could be in that spot, which is perhaps more likely. Because Duke plays they're in the Thursday-Saturday situation as well. Also today, let's not forget, Virginia plays. They play at 12:40 against Furman. A lot of people like Furman to cover anyway. It's 5.5, 6 roughly. Furman can really score the ball, as they say. And then Howard plays at 2 p.m. today. So we get the three teams of local interest all essentially in this first window of games this afternoon. Look, Maryland will be the dominant team, and you don't have to worry about television coverage because you get, you know, as we've had now for what, 6, 7, 8 years, you get the TBS, TNT, True TV, and CBS all televising all of these games start to finish, so you don't get CBS switching you out of games left and right. That was the best thing that was ever done for the tournament, was the co-relationship with Turner to get these games all start to finish, so you would have the option of four different networks for the four games that would be going on simultaneously. But you do get the three teams of local interest all in the same window. Maryland at 12:15 from Birmingham, and then you get Virginia and Furman from Orlando, and then Howard and Kansas from Des Moines at 2 o'clock. Good luck, Howard, in that one. But man, what a story to have pulled off the win that they pulled off in the MEAC championship game to get to where they got to. We have a busy show today. We're going to do brackets. Denton and I are. I've got smell test selections for the Thursday games today. And we have several guests on the show. Brenda Fries will be on the show at 6:35 a.m. So 20 minutes from now, the Lady Terps open up tomorrow at Xfinity in the first round against Holy Cross. I had Brenda on my podcast. You will hear that. Michael Phillips will join us at 7. Jimmy Patsos will be on with us from Birmingham at 8, we think. And Mary Kay Cabot, who has been the longtime Cleveland Plain Dealer reporter covering the Browns and the league, Mary Kay is going to jump on with us, we think, right around 8:40-ish to talk about Jacoby Brissett and how he was described and analyzed and taken in by the Cleveland fan base, because Jacoby Brissett was signed by Washington yesterday, and that's where I want to start today. So they got their quarterback, and this was, you know, number two on my list before Dalton fell off it, and Brissett ends up signing a one-year deal with $8 million guaranteed. A little bit more than I thought they would have to spend, but we've seen the prices on these quarterbacks, you know, including a guy like Taylor Heinicke, who ends up signing kind of a two-year, $14 million deal with $6.3 million guaranteed. We see that, you know, the prices just, you know, continue as they always have, continue to go up on quarterbacks. There are a couple things that I would say about the signing of Jacoby Brissett. Number one, I'm glad. I think this is good. Number two, I don't want to hear, you know, the comparison to Taylor Heinicke. Okay, Jacoby Brissett is a better quarterback than Taylor Heinicke. He was 8th in QBR, 13th in DVOA per Football Outsiders, 14th as a Pro Football Focus quarterback. The quarterbacks here last year were in the 30s of all of the key categories. All right, so Jacoby Brissett is an NFL quarterback. He is a backup quarterback in the NFL primarily, but he is a lower end, you know, bottom third starting quarterback given the year. He's better than what they've had here in recent years. Now, I tweeted out something yesterday, and I got a response from several of you, and I want to read one of them in particular. But I tweeted out, I hope Ron Rivera commits to a legitimate competition. You know, if Hal is good enough to not lose the job, to tie or beat, you know, Jacoby Brissett out, that would be the best case scenario. Trust me. You know, we're all rooting for Sam Howell to be that guy. But if he's not, you play the better quarterback. You give Sam Howell a shot because you know Jacoby Brissett's not the future of the organization either. But if he's not the guy and you know that, you play the better quarterback. This also should not in any way, shape, or form prevent Washington from drafting a quarterback. I hope it doesn't. It shouldn't. Anyway, I got this tweet from Gary. Gary tweeted me at Kevin Sheehan, D.C. Kevin, the 2023 season is the season of Sam Howell. They drafted him. They anointed him QB1. They didn't, as you like to say, swing big on the position. Brissett should be nothing more than a mentor for 17 games in the season of Sam. The season of Sam. Is that where we are now? The season of Sam? My God, we are hurting for a quarterback in this town. It has been a long time. A long time. So this is an interesting take. And I will start with this because I think it's a very naive take. Teams invest more time in their biggest investments. Let me repeat that. Teams invest more time in their biggest investments. Sam Howell was not a big investment. No matter how recognizable his name is, or was, and no matter how highly he would have been drafted had the draft taken place, you know, a year earlier, he wasn't picked until the fifth round. And he didn't fall four rounds because he was coming off a serious injury. He didn't drop to the fifth round because there were concerns over, you know, his attitude or an incident that he was involved in. He was picked in the fifth round because teams clearly didn't think he was good enough or they didn't project him to be good enough to be taken earlier. Why do teams invest less time in lesser investments? Well, the track record would be one of those reasons. Gary, your tweet made me do some work last night, all right? We've discussed some of this in the past about the long shot, you know, odds of anybody drafted pretty much after the first round of making it. But let me just discuss with you the odds of a fifth round or later drafted quarterback becoming a legitimate upper tier starting quarterback in the NFL. Those odds aren't just low. They wouldn't even be posted on a board for you to bet. This century, okay, going back to the year 2000, 129 quarterbacks have been drafted in the fifth round or later. One, and you know who he is, one turned in to a legitimate franchise quarterback, Tom Brady. I don't know, maybe Brock Purdy will become the second. Maybe Sam Howell will become the second. There's a chance, I guess, but not a good one. The odds overwhelmingly favor Clayton Thorson, TJ Yates, Jonathan Crompton, John Skelton, Omar Jacobs. I don't even remember that name. There were several of them I don't even remember. Dan Orlovsky. He was a fifth-round pick. One out of 129 this century. One! Now, you could make the argument that teams should have invested more time into lesser investments. And perhaps, you know, more of them would have developed into better players. I think, you know, it's easy to make the case that if a lot of these fifth round and lower quarterbacks had been given more of an opportunity, maybe it wouldn't have been one out of 129. Maybe it would have been three or four out of 129. Giving the bigger investments, translation, the players with more overall ability and talent, giving them more time, that doesn't usually work out either. I understand that. It's really hard to find a franchise quarterback. It's one of the hardest things in sports to find. Might be the hardest. But the hardest thing when you're looking for a franchise quarterback is to find one in the fifth round or later. because one out of the last 129 has turned into a legitimate upper-tier quarterback, and in this case, the greatest of all time. Maybe Sam Howell will be Ryan Fitzpatrick, because on the list of 129, he's the second-best quarterback drafted fifth round or later in the last 22 years. A hell of a career for Ryan Fitzpatrick, but more in the category of a journeyman career, not a legit high-end starting quarterback career. Ryan Fitzpatrick, yes, is pretty much the only other guy drafted after the fifth round since the year 2000 that had a career playing quarterback in the NFL. You want to give me Mark Bulger or Matt Cassel or Derek Anderson or Josh Johnson or Nathan Peterman? That's the category of the next best. And then it's just a long list of people you've barely ever heard of. The idea, Gary, that you think a team should or will invest 17 games, a whole season, into a minor investment is naive. They won't, and they shouldn't. Fifth rounders that are given a chance, as it seems Washington will give Sam Howell, have a built-in short leash. You know, it's like much easier to leave a bad concert that cost you, you know, like a $15 cover charge than it is to leave a bad show that you thought would be great and you paid $150 to see. That's what it is here. You can argue whether or not it makes sense and whether or not these lower investments should be given more time, but it's not the way it works. Sam Howell is going to get a chance. He's going to get a chance to buck the long shot odds and become this team's long-term answer quarterback. But really, in this situation, he's getting that chance because, A, he's on a team that doesn't have a legitimate starting quarterback answer, and B, they might believe in him a little bit. They might. You know, it's easier to talk yourself into someone when you don't have someone, and that could be part of what's going on with Washington and Sam Howell. Or he could be a guy they sincerely like and are optimistic about. My guess is, especially considering that they weren't even sure he should play in a season finale that was totally meaningless for them. All right, my guess is, best case, they have no idea whether or not Sam Howell can do it. Worst case, and yeah, this is cynical, but it's easy to be cynical when you're talking about this particular bunch out in Ashburn. Worst case, they don't think he can do it, but they weren't allowed to swing at a better answer in this offseason. So selling the unknown, especially when the unknown has some name recognition, which Howell has, and by the way, he played a decent game in his one start, they feel they can sell that. That's worst case, and that's cynical. Best case, they have no idea whether or not Sam Howell can do it. You know, we might feel differently. They might feel differently if, you know, this weren't Sam Howell. If this was Easton Stick or Clayton Thorson, two recent fifth rounders, you know, I think that the discussion around Sam Howell might be different because perhaps they didn't think and they wouldn't have thought that they could have sold him as easily here in this offseason, especially coming off the disaster of the end of the season. But no, I don't really see a built-in 17-game opportunity, nor would I want that if he appears as if he's going to be no different than 128 out of the last 129 players picked in the fifth round or later. I'm not giving 17 games to someone that I haven't invested much in unless he shows real signs that he can do it or the options I have just aren't any better. But, and that brings me to Jacoby Brissett. In Jacoby Brissett, they got somebody who might be a better option. We all should hope he isn't, and they will hope he isn't, and it would be much better, obviously, for the organization if Hal makes this a no-brainer, or if he just makes it a close call. And if Hal is everything, by the way, some of you think he is, then it should be clear that he's better than Jacoby Brissett. Brissett's a high-end backup, back-end NFL starter. He's better than anything they've had here recently, but hopefully Hal turns out to be, at the very least, kind of the latter part of that description, back-end NFL starter. But if it turns out he isn't and it's not close, if it turns out that Brissett is just much better, then you play him. Because another full year of Terry McLaurin, you know, on a wing and a prayer fifth-round flyer at quarterback, the NFL doesn't do long-term developmental years on low-investment quarterbacks. If he's good and shows promise, of course, best case, let him play and let him ride it out. You know, if he's got a really good, you know, game here or there and it's clear that there's something there, I want to ride it out. I'm with you. But if it's clear to them, even in training camp, nah, can't do it. You know, this is a wishful project. This isn't, you know, this is kind of a wishful thing that they had last year with Carson Wentz. But in this particular case, with hardly any investment, you cut bait. If it's, you know, your gut after watching him in an offseason and a training camp or maybe through three or four early season games, that it's just not going to happen. And you're more apt to do that because this roster, as we've talked about, doesn't suck. He's going to have a good chance to look the part, Sam Howell will, if he is the part. You know, this is a good roster around him. If he's the part, if he's the guy, he'll have a really good chance to look it. But if he's not, you move on. You try to stay competitive. The NFL is a weird league compared to the others. Every year, everybody has a competitive fighting chance. You know, not to win the Super Bowl necessarily, but to be a competitive team. And this particular roster is a top half of the league roster minus the quarterback. They signed someone yesterday, $8 million guarantee. That's a little bit more expensive and a little bit more pricey than we thought, Denton, before free agency started. When we were talking Andy Dalton and Brissett and Minshew, et cetera, we were thinking, you know, 1 year, three and a half, four, maybe $5 million. But that's not what's happened here in the first week of free agency. But Jacoby Brissett is and does provide them a professional option at the position if it turns out that Sam Howell isn't the guy. And yeah, there is a built-in ability to cut bait on a fifth rounder more than there is a first rounder. That's the way it is. That's the way it's been. Again, I'm open-minded to the argument of, well, maybe more of these guys should have been given more of an opportunity. Maybe bait shouldn't have been cut as quickly. It's just not the way it works. The investment gives you more time. The investment allows you more time. And Sam Howell, quite frankly, was a very minimal investment. I want to make one thing clear. I'm hoping that Sam Howell's the guy. I think he has some talent. I thought he had a lot of talent at Carolina. He wasn't my favorite quarterback, that, you know, even after his third year or after his next to last year at Carolina. I liked other quarterbacks more. But, you know, in this day and age, a guy that can really move, a guy that can make every throw, a guy that, you know, has, you know, some competitiveness to him, you know, I think that there's a chance for Hal. But the odds are way against it. I like the move the team made yesterday. And I'm not sitting here thinking, well, I'm giving Sam Howell 17 games no matter what. That's foolish to me. It's more likely than not Sam Howell isn't going to be the guy. And if he isn't going to be the guy, I'm not wasting 17 games and having Terry McLaurin catch 73 balls again. And again, it's not like they have a superstar option. I'm not suggesting that either. But they have a better professional option than they've had in recent years. And by the way, I think we're going to hear from Mary Kay Cabot later on. Brissett is a phenomenal teammate and mentor and great in that quarterback room. And by the way, this probably will be, for him, easily the best group that he's played with in his NFL career in terms of as a veteran player, not as a super young player. All right. Brenda Freeze coming up. Brenda's Lady Terps open up Friday. We talked a little bit about Brenda, too, not just the games that they are getting ready to play. She's been at Maryland for a long time now and has developed really into a legendary college basketball coach in the women's game. You'll hear Brenda Freeze next. Michael Phillips at 7. More on Brissett and more on everything else going on in the NFL. Brackets today, smell test. I don't know how we're going to fit it all in Denton, but we're going to do our best. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show on the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
Westwood One presents great moments in tournament history.
The underdog of all underdogs. The Retrievers of UMBC become a household name after this.
It's time to shoot your shot for a new ride at Cars.com. With over 2 million vehicles and 50,000 more added every day, Cars.com will match you with the perfect car for you, your budget, your life, your style. And if you're ready to say goodbye to your current car, Cars.com will get you an instant offer to cash it in. Just start by entering your license plate and get matched with a local dealer who'll write you the check. So whether you're looking to buy or sell, just go to Cars.com. It's magical.
Hi, this is Drew Barrymore. Do you know what my idea of the perfect night is? First, make a bunch of complicated plans, and then cancel all those plans. Instead, spend the night streaming movies and TV shows on Pluto TV for free, including my show. There are tons of live channels and even more on demand. Free to stream all you want on Pluto TV and never pay a thing. Stream now, pay never. Pluto TV.
March 16th, 2018, the number one overall seed Virginia facing little-known University of Maryland Baltimore County in a first-round matchup. A 16 seed had taken the court against the top seed 135 times prior, and 135 times they lost. But on this night in Charlotte, Ryan Odom's UMBC squad gave new meaning to the word bracket buster.
Johnson will inbound. Bounces it into Jerome. The clock's going to run out. The ultimate upset has happened. A 16 has beaten a 1 for the first time in NCAA history. UMBC knocks off Virginia. The madness has hit its peak.
A 16 beats a 1. Definitely a great moment.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Tournament hit.
Joining us right now is the head basketball coach for Maryland, Brenda Freeze. The Terps are the 2 seed in the Greenville number one region. South Carolina is the number one team in that region. Terps play Holy Cross Friday at Xfinity, roughly 2:30 start following the Arizona-West Virginia game. Great opportunity to get out and see the Lady Terps in the first two rounds, hopefully the first two rounds. This is Brenda's 21st year at Maryland. Brenda replaced another legend, as she's become a legend on her own, in Chris Weller all the way back in 2002. Three Final Fours, a national championship, you know, an annual, you know, top five, top six, seven program in the country, always a contender. When you came from Minnesota 21 years ago, did you think you'd still be here?
No, I mean, I was just hoping I could get a contract extension, to be honest with you. I was very, you know, unknown at that time and, you know, wanted to see if I could make that next big jump after Minnesota. And here we are 21 years later.
You really were kind of unknown because it was only 1 year, if my memory serves me correctly, at Minnesota. And, you know, what attracted Debbie Yao to you, brought you to Maryland, and this turned out to be, you know, obviously a Hall of Fame career that you're in the midst of?
Well, you know, I can't say enough about Debbie Yao, and she's always had, you know, a love for women's basketball. I think, you know, having coached it, she really had her eye and knew what she was looking for, wanted a young, up-and-coming coach. I had just been named AP Coach of the Year, and saw something in me way before I did, to be quite honest. And it was a perfect time when you talk about having the ability to be mentored by an athletic director, a female athletic director in Debbie Yao, who had coached. And, you know, who would have ever thought 4 years later we're hoisting that trophy to beat Duke in the national championship game. So all the things that came with it, I'm just really grateful that I had such a mentor and an AD that believed in me like Debbie.
You know, you're from the Midwest. You played at Arizona. And we'll get to your team in the tournament here in a moment. But, you know, we don't get a chance to talk to Brenda that often. And I'm just curious, like, when you got here, we know what this area is in terms of men's basketball and the potential that Maryland men's basketball has had, winning a national championship in 2002 and being in one of the best fertile recruiting areas in the country, having a program with such tradition, which your program has as well. Is it the same when it comes to women's basketball in terms of being a hotbed for talent?
It really is, and that's what drew me, was looking at the DMV, you know, seeing the tradition that Chris Weller had previously before me, the national attendance, the records that they were breaking with that. So once I got here, absolutely, you could see just the talent base in the DMV, the surrounding area. We can recruit nationally, and we've got a lot to be able to sell, you know, in the backyard of the nation's capital.
Yeah, for sure. And you've done an incredible job of attracting some of the best talent, local talent, to the area. And we'll ask you about your best player this year. And your second best player, who, by the way, went to Walt Whitman High School in Bethesda, which isn't necessarily, you know, the all-time powerhouse for sports, but I'm an alma mater. I'm an alum from there, and I saw Abby when she played
Love
there.
It.
But let's talk about your team. Look, you've had a lot of great teams. You have more than just a hunch about your team this time of year. You know what you have. So compare this team heading into the NCAA tournament to some of your best.
I put them right up there. And what separates them, not only is their talent, it's the chemistry piece. And when you have that kind of piece that they play for one another, they want to play the right way, they're unselfish, they're not worried about stats, which is really hard to do nowadays. This group has it, and I think they've shown it where there were a lot of doubters in the offseason, so many new faces as we brought in 9 new players. But all this group has done is they've bought in, they've put their head down and worked and been extremely unselfish, and already has more wins than last year, you know, number 2 seed, one of the top 8 teams in the country. So we're excited about what lies ahead in the tournament.
The Big Ten was awesome this year. The games with Iowa in particular and Caitlin Clark, you know, the second game in College Park much better than the first one. And then the, you know, the Big Ten final. How did the Big Ten and the league's strength, especially at the top, prepare you for what's coming up?
No question. When you look at it, it's the deepest, most talented conference in the country. And those games, those battles, to be able to, you look at all the 1 and 2 seeds that the Big Ten has in the NCAA tournament, tells you everything you need to know. So we're thrilled the fact that, you know, not only between our conference slate, our non-conference slate, we feel like all those games have really prepared us for March.
Has the Big Ten been for you what you thought it would be? You know, obviously a lot of, you know, those of us that are alums and major basketball fans hated it when we left the ACC. But now I've actually, Brenda, become very used to it. I love, you know, the venues and the competition, and I've gotten used to it. But is it the same? Like, what did you think at the beginning, and what do you think now of Maryland's move now 8 years later in the Big Ten?
I think, you know, like most people, change is hard. I think everyone was shocked, myself included. I left the Big Ten to come play at coach at Maryland and coach in the ACC, so I was just as surprised as everyone else. But honestly, as you can see when you go through change, it's been a great fit, and we've been able to come in and, you know, have a lot of success within the league. And, you know, the television package, in my opinion, is a lot better. I could see that after the first Big Ten game we played in conference. And I liken the amount of texts I received from people watching like an NCAA tournament game. The fan base, the attendance, you know, sellouts when we go on the road, and the fan base is so much higher. So we're loving it. And, you know, I think it continues to show that, you know, change can be a positive thing.
5 regular season Big Ten titles, and the other years finishing second in the Big Ten. So it's been a good run. All right, tell me about Diamond Miller. How good is she?
Well, she's, you know, all indications going to go top 2 to 3 in the WNBA draft. So I think you see right there, I mean, you know, versatile, long 6'3", you know, type of player that, you know, has put this team on her back and has shown everyone, you know, how to play the right way, and has trusted her teammates, and going to have a really, really successful pro career when it's all done and finished. But we're, you know, ready to take her as far as possible in this tournament.
How about Abby Myers and the addition of Abby to the team, a local, you know, out of Bethesda and Walt Whitman High? How important has she been to the success you've had this year?
Really, really important. And, you know, we lost some of that leadership and that experience. And so, you know, just from day one, she's come in and, you know, brought everyone along. She's not been afraid to really lead and use her voice. And then she's really, really talented. I mean, in her, you know, 4 years, and then now her COVID year here at Maryland, she's been, you know, exactly what we needed from, you know, a scoring piece, an intangible piece, a leadership piece. She does it all.
All right, I'm going to ask you about South Carolina, and I know that's down the road, hopefully, but let me first ask you about Holy Cross. How do you guys match up? What are the keys to a win on Friday over Holy Cross at Xfinity?
Well, I think, you know, any team that you play now in the NCAA tournament is there for a reason. They've had a lot of success, and Holy Cross is no different. They're a really well-coached team. Coach McGarity is, you know, her dad is a well-known coach, and she comes from a great pipeline and Patriot League champions. And, you know, they play hard. They make the right plays. They, you know, have had a lot of success in their conference. But for us, it's, you know, coming out and playing the way we know how to play. I mean, we've worked hard to be able to host these 2 games, and we want to play 2 games here in Xfinity. So playing the way we know how to play is going to be the most important thing.
By the way, you know, overall, has the game just become a much deeper game? And, you know, these first round upsets are more likely now than they were, say, 10, 15 years ago?
It really has. When I watch film now compared to where it was 10, 15 years ago, you could maybe just kind of get through that first game and it was no problem. And, you know, you got to remember that our game is about 25 years behind the men. So I think now is where you're just finally starting to see all of that parity in our game where you can't guess from night to night who's going to win and by how much. So, you know, it makes it a lot more exciting.
All right. In your region, the number one seed, the number one team in America, they're 32-0. You played them very early in the season in College Park. South Carolina, they barely even had a close game this year. I think the UConn game may have been the closest game they had all year. You've seen great women's basketball teams over the years, and you've been a part of some of them as well. How good is South Carolina?
Very good, very good. And, you know, they also have a great advantage being in their backyard in Greenville, South Carolina. So lucky us, you know, if we're fortunate to be able to play them. It'll be a home game for them in Greenville. But you still got to play the game. And I think for us, you know, the great thing is we played them very first game of the season at Xfinity. So our players are comfortable. They know their game. And it was without Diamond Miller. She didn't get to play in that game. So it was a four-point game at halftime, got away from us in the second half with the new roster. So I hope we get that matchup. That means we're in the Elite Eight game going either team to work to go to a Final Four. So we would welcome that matchup.
Yeah, and you're probably a much different team. You mentioned, you know, Diamond Miller not being there, but you've won 18 out of your last 21 and had some big-time heavyweight matchups, especially with Iowa and Indiana. So you think you'd be ready for that one?
Yeah, we're absolutely excited. We want that matchup. That would, you know, again, mean that we're in the Elite Eight. And during March Madness, anything's possible. And everyone has to put their, you know, lace their shoes the same way and tip it off. And we would be excited for the matchup.
Well, you got three before that. Good luck on Friday and moving forward. Thank you so much for doing this. Really appreciate it, Brenda.
Yeah, thank you so much. Go Terps.
Brenda Fries, courtesy of our BetQL guest hotline. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. We're going to talk some betting next hour. I'll have a first-round NCAA tournament smell test. Michael Phillips coming up at 7. We'll get back to the Jacoby Brissett signing and everything else Washington has done in free agency. But the NFL was busy yesterday and even into last night. We'll update you on everything that's gone on, including the latest on Aaron Rodgers when we come back. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, theteam980.com. I want you to know that it's time for BetMGM's March matchups. Turn this year's tournament into something special and enjoy college basketball like never before when you take your best shots at BetMGM. Sign up now, get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, player props, and boosted odds on the college tournament. Every three-pointer, slam dunk, and buzzer beater means more than ever when you get a piece of the action at BetMGM. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com. Find out why nothing beats betting on college basketball at the King of Sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly and offer resources to help you make appropriate choices. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Virginia only. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? 1-800-GAMBLER. Promotional offers not available in Washington, D.C.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
At this point, as I sit here, you know, I think since Friday, I made it clear that my intention was to play, and my intention was to play for the New York Jets. And I haven't been holding anything up at this point. It's been compensation that the Packers are trying to get for me and kind of digging their heels in.
That was Aaron Rodgers on the Pat McAfee show yesterday, obviously making big-time headlines. Look, the situation is this. Aaron Rodgers is ready to play football for the New York Jets next year. And now the Packers and Jets have to work out a deal that is satisfactory to both. And the truth of the matter is, and I've seen several people tweet this out, you know, including our friend Andrew Brandt, and I think he's spot on. The Packers have all the leverage right now. They have a quarterback right now for 2023. They're going to go with Jordan Love. The Jets do not have a quarterback. Not only do they not have a quarterback, the expectation is that their quarterback is going to be Aaron Rodgers. And by the way, they would want to have Aaron Rodgers in the building when you get to some of these offseason activities, assuming that he'll even show up. The Packers, by the way, have to eat the same amount of dead cap money regardless, although there is an opportunity with a post-June 1 designation to save a little bit more, even though they could make that post-June 1 designation now. The Jets, here's the issue, I think, at the end of the day. The Jets don't want to pay Aaron Rodgers all of that money and give up like a first and a second. Now, the one downside for the Packers is if they wait on this until the Jets give them what they want, and they can certainly afford to wait, the picks that they'll end up getting, the pick or picks, plural, would be 2024 picks. And theoretically, if it's a first-round pick or whichever round it comes in, next year's pick won't be as attractive as this year's pick, because you would think that the Jets will be a much better team next year if Aaron Rodgers is playing on it. The longer this goes on, I think the uglier it gets for the Jets. They don't have a plan B. Rodgers already is not plan A in Green Bay. Real interesting the way this thing is playing out. By the way, quickly explain to me what Aaron Rodgers and Adam Schefter got into yesterday, Denton. That basically Rodgers told Schefter to lose his number.
So my guess is that Adam Schefter was asking Aaron Rodgers for the scoop at some point, to which Aaron Rodgers sent him a text message. And Adam Schefter tweeted this out, by the way. So he's either leaning into the joke or he's just full on lightning rod. But the text said, "Lose my number. Good try, though."
Okay. So we think it could have been just a good-natured back and forth?
I do not think that was good-natured.
Schefter
is trying to make it good-natured. I don't think it was good-natured.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Context and tone are very important in these things, but maybe he can't stand Adam Schefter. Who knows? By the way, real quickly, overnight, Miles Sanders, gone from Philadelphia, signs with Carolina. Also overnight, Orlando Brown signs a deal with the Cincinnati Bengals. He gets 4 years, $64 million to play left tackle. Darius Slay, remember, it looked like he was out in Philadelphia. Now it appears as if he's expected to stay in Philadelphia. Those were some of the big headlines from overnight, perhaps, before or after you went to bed. Also, by the way, Kyle Allen, remember him? He was on the list yesterday for Denton and I. Not high up on the list. The Bills signed Kyle Allen to be a backup quarterback to Josh Allen. Michael Phillips, Richmond Times-Dispatch, next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.